Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
It's always good to be joined by my beautiful wife, Dana, a Bible teacher in her own right. She's got Bible studies during the week coming out of her ears. Some of the Bible studies she does do very different subjects than I hit on. And sometimes she comes and talks to me about some of the Bible studies she's heard me teach. And in that vein, take it away, honey.
Well, and the big difference between the Bible studies you do and the ones I do is I reteach or support what somebody else is teaching, similar to what I'm going to do right now, because you are the one that knows all this stuff. I don't even come close
whoa,
to
whoa,
understanding.
Whoa, what was that you just said?
I don't think I heard all of that. And it's on record now.
I think there's a few people in the audience maybe didn't get that. Sorry, sir, we're breaking up. It's a little garbled. Could you repeat that again?
So here's all my thought.
Go ahead.
I know you're going to listen to that.
Bolts
of
lightning from God are coming down on top of my so-called humility here.
That's right. So I was listening to your teaching about trials and suffering. You went out of your way to say that sometimes we just don't know why we're going through that trial, and we just need to trust God to deliver us from that. And we know that. We get that. But why would there be times when God would choose not to tell us why we're going through something?
Well, that is actually a mystery. As I mentioned in that talk, there are two whole books in the Bible, Job and Ecclesiastes, which say sometimes God is just God and sometimes we will not know. So the Bible doesn't really give us any clarification on why God would call it a mystery. I suppose if I were to make a guess, we have to trust in him more. We have to say, okay, God, I don't know why this is going on, but I trust in you. What we are promised, and we'll go back to this again, is that the trial will eventually end and God will eventually deliver us. So sometimes he wants us to just trust him. The other thing, and I did mention this, if we're psychoanalyzing it too much and trying to figure out what we did wrong, the way I look at it, if we're going through a trial, we're already suffering enough. We make it so much worse on ourselves. So in many ways, it's very peaceful. We can be at peace if we know that sometimes when we go through a trial, God just wants us to accept that we're going through one. Now, again, there are different kinds of trials. There are the kinds of trials where we're going through it for a very clear purpose, and God tells us the purpose, but that's always obvious. When the Apostle Paul had his thorn in the flesh, he knew why God sent that to him. I mentioned Jonah. When Jonah was on the boat and there was a big storm, he knew he was in disobedience to God. Okay, we're all sinners by nature. We should all be reflective. But if there's no real, obvious, blatant sin that comes to your mind when you get sick or when your car has a flat tire or when you're having financial problems, if there's no blatant sin that comes to your mind, maybe you didn't do anything. Maybe it's just time for a trial because God's going to test your character and test. He's much more interested in how we behave during the trial and how much we trust him during the trial than he is in us figuring out why we're going through the trial.
Yeah, and I learned a passage in James 1, 2 through 8 when I was in college. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces endurance. And I can tell you that verse has gotten me through so many trials. Just I've had a lot of opportunity to practice.
See, I told you she studies the Bible in her own right. I quoted from Peter.
No.
She quoted from James. See, we're both reading the same Bible here.
Well, I know from a very young age, this verse has comforted me. And it doesn't mean the trial is, it's kind of a strange thing because it doesn't mean the trial goes away or, you know, there's still the struggle there. But there is something about knowing God's going to use this tough time for good on the other side. And he has proven that to me over and over. So it's kind of weird to say, but when I'm in a trial and I can remember this verse and remember this encouragement, it really does help you endure with a more positive attitude and look to what God is doing through it.
Yeah, and here's another little tip, folks. It's not very comforting to think about the fact that, okay, the Bible promises we're going to go through trials. That's not fun.
But
I had to finally figure this out years ago when I hated doing homework and I would put it off and procrastinate it. My mother gave me the best advice I've ever heard. She said, thinking about it is harder than doing it. You see, thinking about a trial that we haven't had yet, our mind can use its imagination and go all kinds of directions. When we're in it, then God has an opportunity to show his comfort. So God's comfort comes within the trial. It doesn't come in anticipating a possible trial in the future.
And for me, most of the time, I don't feel like I know why. I know God's with me. I know he's going to carry me through this, and there will be another side and a happier day about it. But is there a way to increase our discernment to know what we're going through and why, or are we just at the mercy of them?
Well, by all means, if we're going through something and we don't know why, it certainly doesn't hurt to pray about it and ask God for some kind of clarification. Okay. And then maybe some conversation you had with somebody the other day where you were needlessly rude or a little short with them will come back to your mind, but maybe it won't. And if it doesn't, and you don't sense you're getting an answer from God, then you might have to go, maybe this is just happening. Peter, of course, and James, of course, were thinking of the kinds of trials that Christians were going through because they were being persecuted for their
faith.
Much
more serious.
Well, that's
very
obvious. If someone's trying to get you fired from your job because you shared the gospel or took a stand for traditional marriage or whatever you did, you know why you're going through that. I'm talking about those weird things that all of a sudden a bunch of things keep going wrong. You feel like you're a jinx. Well, you know, there's really no such thing as a jinx, but God is allowing it. He's not causing it, but nothing could happen if God doesn't allow it. And you're wondering why he's allowing it. Well, we know that any kind of trial is going to test your faith. It's going to be like gold going through fire. That is an image that's used frequently in the scriptures. When gold goes through fire, it becomes purified. And when somebody would put gold in the fire, the metalsmith would look in the gold to see if he could see his reflection in there. So folks, if you are going through a trial and you come out of the fire, God's going to look to see if he sees the reflection of him, his son, Jesus Christ, in you. If he doesn't see it, you might go back in the fire. So it's the way we behave during them that is the primary issue. But other than praying for some discernment or thinking about a few things that happened in your life recently, check your heart. Other than that, if you don't know why you're going through it, just say, okay, God, I'm going through this trial. I don't know why I'm going through this trial, and I'm just going to go ahead and trust you.
Okay. Well, that's kind of back to James 1, too, again, is just trust as you're going through that trial.
James talked about it, and Peter talked about it a lot, which I referred to often in that talk.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.